Today's podcast is brought to you by The Grace Curley Show. Listen daily before Howie Show. For station and times, go to gracecurlyshow.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
You can lose, and that's acceptable. You lose, you go, and you go wherever you're going, and you go and say, maybe I'll do it again sometime, or maybe I won't, or I'll get back to life.
Nothing's more important than sportsmanship.
But when you win in a landslide, and they steal it, and it's rigged, it's not acceptable.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
You just said what has gone wrong, so I'm answering the question.
If I could complete the question, though.
So you're going to give a speech, or are you going to answer, ask a question?
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Shh. Let me tell you a little story about a man named
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
I hope the sixth, you know, and I want to make sure people understand this. I hope it goes bad.
Because you hate everything.
I want you to see the names. I want you to see the faces. And I want you to remember.
I need names, people.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats, beware. It's Howie Carr.
These are the times that try men's souls. The summer soldier and the sunshine patriot will, in this crisis, shrink from the service of their country, but he that stands by it now deserves the love and thanks of men and women. Tyranny like hell is not easily conquered, yet we have this consolation with us, that the harder the conflict, the more glorious the triumph. What we obtain too cheap, we esteem too lightly. It is dearness only that gives everything its value. Heaven knows how to put a proper price upon its goods, and it would be strange indeed that so celestial an article as freedom should be not highly rated. That's The Sunshine. That's The Crisis by Thomas Paine. And tomorrow is the day. Tomorrow is the time that we'll try Mike Pence's soul, for sure. He's got to make the decision what he's going to do. 844-500-4242. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. Here's another quote from Thomas Paine. The real man, he meant to say persons, of course. The real man smiles in trouble, gathers strength from distress, and grows brave by reflection. I hope so. 844-500-4242. I got another call here from text from Florida. And he says, no, that's, the only thing we heard is that he's in Port St. Lucie. He says the only thing we heard was that they had a problem getting a line through to make an appointment. They had to call five or six times. Yeah, that's, reports of the problems in Florida, like reports of the death of Bond girl Tanya Roberts, are overrated.
Not anymore.
Exaggerated. What?
Not anymore. She's dead.
She's dead now?
Yeah, she died today. I hate to sound so...
They jumped the gun?
They jumped the gun, and then it fired.
Is it COVID? Did they blame it on COVID? Everything else gets blamed on COVID.
I'm not sure. I didn't see that in the headlines. But, I mean, that wouldn't be in the headline if you were reported dead a day earlier, lived, and then died the next day.
Wow. All right.
Just another story of a person bending to the fake news media to make it true.
844-500-4242. 207, excuse my ignorance, but why wouldn't Pence man up? Because he doesn't wish to, or he might not. I can't read his mind. He might not wish to suffer the slings and arrows of outrageous fortune, as another famous writer once penned. William Shakespeare, 413. You say that Mike Pence needs to make up his mind and decide what he's going to do. I'm 100% certain he's already made it up. Time will tell. But can you imagine two Republican seats saved tomorrow, and then the election goes to the House? Talk about rising from the ashes. I hope you're right, and I hope they save these seats. James O'Keefe from Project Veritas is out with more videos about some of the people in Atlanta, and they've been registering people. I don't know if they're real people or if they're just names, but they're registering some people out of, I guess they're home, they're claiming they're homeless people, and they're allowing them to register out of this homeless shelter, which I guess a violation of Georgia law and just common sense and decency. But this is the director of this left-wing group, Cut 16.
So we allow them to use our address if they register to vote and to get Georgia state ID. Because you, I mean, you have to have proof of residence. And so although we're not a shelter, we do allow them to use 201 Washington Street. Okay. So I can't even begin to tell you how many people have that address on their ID. And we've never run into any problem with that until this election.
What kind of person, I'm really not being judgmental here, but how can you be an adult and not have any forms of identification? If not a driver's license, something else. A credit card, perhaps, a social security card, a library card, anything. How can these people be walking around with nothing to identify themselves? It doesn't seem very likely to me. How many people do you know have no IDs? I don't know anybody. All right. 844-500-4242. We're going to take some calls on this. Trump was down in Georgia last night. I thought it was 7 o'clock. I mentioned it on the air, but it was actually 9 o'clock. I'd seen it at 9 o'clock and 7 o'clock, but 7 o'clock seemed more logical to me. 9 seemed late, but that's when he got down there. And, you know, again, he's being ripped apart, saying, you know, he didn't really stay on message, which is to get out the vote. But he did stay on message. He said it's really, really a problem if we lose these two Senate seats, because there's not going to be any way to stop them from doing whatever they want to do, which is whether it's abolishing the Electoral College, making D.C. and Puerto Rico states, which gives them four extra Democrats in the Senate, make it harder to retake the Senate or retain control of the Senate. They could lower the voting age to 16. They could open the borders and just have a flood of more welfare recipients crossing the border, welfare recipients who test positive for COVID-19. They're very concerned about COVID-19, but only in the American population. You know, they want to let in all the illegal aliens who have a higher rate than the American population. We're going to be talking more about that later on in the show. 844-500-4242. 617 says, please explain what power you think Pence actually has. I think you're wrong. The vice president can't toss the results of the election. I'm not sure he can or not. I think there's conflicting legal opinions on that. And some of the laws that are written are rather ambiguous. So I'm not sure he can do it. And that could be his fallback position, that he doesn't have the right to toss the corrupted slates. And I don't know what happens if can he declare Trump the winner if he says there's actually only 460 electoral votes rather than 540, and so Donald Trump has a majority, 236 to 232 for Biden, so therefore he's the president, or does it get tossed to the House of Representatives? I don't know. I think it's a long shot, though, and unfortunately. All right, 844-500-4242.
Howie, we've got some new unearthed audio of Kamala Harris telling her freedom story on two occasions.
Now, is this freedom or is it feedom?
This is freedom. She said freedom. Martin Luther King Jr. said feedom.
Okay, I was just wondering if she changed it around as time went on. You know, again, these stories are embellished with time. You know, people who were scrubs on their high school football team become all-conference 10, 20 years down the road, right? They become starters on the team as the memories grow dimmer. Other people's memories grow dimmer. You still remember you were a scrub, but you think you can get away with it. Okay, so let's hear it.
Here she is on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon back in June.
Out there protesting.
Well, I was in a stroller.
And I was in a stroller. And so I was out there. And in fact, my mother used to have a very funny story, but I was fussing and she said, Kamala, what do you want? And I said, and this is how she would say it. And she said, Kamala, what do you want? And I said, freedom.
No. Oh, come on.
Freedom. It was a much cuter story when she would tell it, but that's the story she told.
But I mean, do you think that's when you get instilled?
So it wasn't a civil rights demonstration. She was just being wheeled around the neighborhood, right?
No.
Is that what she was saying?
She said it was at some sort of a march, right?
I didn't hear that part of it.
Well, I was in a stroller. I was in a stroller, and so I was out there, and in fact, my mother used to have a very funny story.
It was, the caption says she said it, she was at a civil rights march. That's not where the cut picks up, though. So she has the old standby. That's, you know, that's the story that was handed down to me by my parents, my mother.
Papa told her that story.
Papa. And here she is. Papa. Here she is back in June. This is at some sort of conference that was carried.
Now, does she have a cackle here? It really can't be a proper story about freedom unless there's a cackle at the end.
We'll find out together, Howie.
And there are some funny stories. I was just sharing with someone backstage. You know, so I witnessed this, as I write about in the book, you know, from my stroller's eye view. And there's a funny family story about how, so my mother's marching with the extended family. I talk about like Aunt Mary and marching. Uncle Freddie in the book. And she would tell the story about how, so they're marching. And this is back when strollers didn't really have armrest and seatbelts.
What was that?
They're marching away and, you know, shouting and all of that. And then I think it was my Uncle Freddie, you know, looked down and looked in the stroller, which was empty. And said, where's Kamala? And apparently they left me like a block behind. I'd fallen out the stroller. There you go. And then my mother would tell a funny story about how, like, one day she, and I was fussing, and you know, and so I'm fussing and fussing. It's much cuter when she would tell the story, but she'd say, so then she would look down at me and, Kamala, what do you want? What do you want? And I looked back up at her and I said, freedom.
So now in that version, it's two separate instances, right?
Yeah.
That's very weird.
And it's not a moment of freedom. She's not that little girl on the bus. It's just some crazy thing a kid says. And by the way, one of my kids once fell out of a stroller. It actually fell down the steps.
Did you not notice right away?
Onto concrete. And, you know, I don't laugh about it because she was all cut up. It was horrible. It's not fun for a little kid to fall out of a stroller. I could say... And you know what? It was my daughter, Carolyn. She did not yell freedom when she fell down out of the stroller. You know what she did? Ah! Freedom. Freedom. Okay. All right. Every new year, all you hear is, new year, new me. That usually means you'll be picking up better habits or trying new things. And if you do take up a new habit, it's even better when you have amazing audio that will make the experience even better. That's why I recommend wireless earbuds from Raycon. I'm continuing my new tradition of trying to go for a bike ride at dawn, about 2 or 3 miles, flat land. And I like to do it. I like to watch the sunrise. I like to get the exercise, see the intercoastal waterway. And it's really great, though, when I have my own music to listen to. And that's where Raycon comes in. Whether you're following along to directions in the kitchen, binging an audiobook while learning to net, or powering through a new workout with a pumped-up playlist in your ear, a pair of Raycons can make any activity easier and a better time. It makes it better. Whatever you're doing, it makes it better to have those Raycon earbuds. Raycon makes great sound accessible to everyone. Their wireless earbuds start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And guess what? If you think having white stems dangling out of your ears looks ridiculous, that's something you don't have to worry about with Raycons. They come in a range of stylish colorways, but always with a comfortable in-ear fit for a more discreet look. And they don't just look great. Raycons perform wherever you take them with up to 6 hours of playtime, water and sweat-resistant construction, and Bluetooth that pairs quickly and seamlessly. You've heard me say this all before, so if you still don't have a pair of Raycons, I've really got to wonder why. You're missing out. Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's what you got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's it. You'll get 15% off your entire Raycon order, so feel free to grab a pair and a spare. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger. He's not here to make nice.
Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
The Howie Carr Show.
603, Bruce from the Met says, the Beatles sound awesome on my Raycons. Everybody sounds awesome on Raycons. It's really a good system, and it's... makes a lot of fun.
To, if the Raycons can make the Beatles sound good, then they've got to be good.
now. Watch it. Make 2021 your healthiest year yet with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply. Look at them there. They're wrapped in foil like candy, and they taste great, and they're good for you. Get a 30-day free supply of Super Beats Heart Chews, plus a free 30-day supply of their new delicious flavor, Super Grapes, with your first purchase at superbeatsradio.com/Howie. That's superbeatsradio.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Mike Pence throw the election over to the House of Representatives tomorrow?
I don't think so.
Now 58% say no.
All right. 844-500-4242. There was a horrific hit and run in Charlestown today around City Square. There was a pedestrian was killed by a driver, and they've located the quote-unquote vehicle of interest now. And that reminds me of a story we talked about yesterday. There was an ex-con in San Francisco who ran over, last week he ran over two women who were crossing in a crosswalk, killed them both. And he was apparently driving under the influence. He had a gun in the car or drugs. He's been arrested like multiple times. And the DA had never locked him up. They could have put him away for the rest of his life under the three strikes you're out rule. And so they did a little research into this guy who shouldn't have been out and was driving drunk and committing all kinds of crimes. And the new DA in San Francisco is a guy whose parents were radicals. They were radical weathermen, and he was raised by guardians because his parents were in prison for their terrorist crimes. And so he comes out and becomes a public defender. And they did some digging. So one of the newspapers in San Francisco, I think it was the Chronicle, did some digging into the background of this guy who killed the two pedestrians and shouldn't have been out on the street, actually should have been doing life in prison. Guess who his public defender was back in the day? The district attorney. The district attorney who had declined to prosecute him on the three strikes and you're out law in California. And he lets this guy out, and he kills two pedestrians, two female pedestrians. And then they run him down. One of the TV stations runs him down, and he blames the parole board for it. And that had nothing to do with it. And then he says, oh, then later when he gets called on it, he says, oh, I'm sorry if you misunderstood me. I didn't mean to say the parole board. We have the videotape. Good Lord. It's just, there's just so much crap going on. And how about Joe Biden? Remember when Joe Biden talked about sending social workers out, cut 14?
More assistance. They need, when they show up for a 9/11 call, to have someone with them as a psychologist or psychiatrist to keep them from having to use force.
Not a 911 call, a 9/11 call. Well, in L.A. over the weekend, they sent out a psychologist to a social worker to a violent event. A weekend assault, according to NBC Los Angeles, left a 25-year-old counselor dead and six people 18 years old and under in custody on suspicion of murder, sheriff's officials reported Monday. So much for sending a psychologist out to do a policeman's job. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
The district attorney in Kenosha, Wisconsin, just announced that the officer who shot Jacob Blake, that set off those riots, will not face charges. That was a wise decision. He resisted arrest. Jacob Blake was shot seven times, and he's paralyzed now. He's alive, but he's paralyzed. Let's see. Tuesday. I'm reading now from CNN. Tuesday's announcement comes as anger continues to mount across the country at the repeated deaths of black people at the hands of police. There was a story in the Washington Post on, I think, New Year's Day that 41 unarmed Americans or people in the United States were killed by law enforcement officers in 2020. 41. Which is the exact same number as those who were killed by lightning strikes. And of the 41, I forget what the actual numbers of were for blacks, but 17 of the 41 were white males. So I'm guessing they were the plurality of people killed by police officers. And there have been studies showing that you're more likely, an unarmed white man who's interacting with the police is more likely to be shot than a black male in recent years anyway. But, you know, now they're bracing for protests, also known as looting, and in many cases, certainly. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Let's play before we go to the phone lines. We're going to take a lot of calls in this segment, but this is Trump in Georgia talking about what's going to happen next. Cut four.
You watch what happens over the next couple of weeks. You watch what's going to come out. Watch what's going to be revealed. You watch.
Couple of weeks. The inauguration is coming up 2 weeks from tomorrow. We got to get this thing done. We tried to get Peter Navarro, the White House trade advisor, on. He was on another network on the weekend, and he said that the date of the inauguration day could be changed. It could be changed, actually, Navarro said. We can go past that date. We can go past that date if we need to, and we have got to get this right. We need to take the election back for the people. I don't know if it's I don't know if that's true or not. There's apparently Section 1 of the 20th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution states, the terms of the president and vice president shall end at noon on the 20th day of January, and the terms of their successors shall then begin. So I don't know what Navarro was talking about, and apparently they don't want him talking any more about this because they haven't responded to our calls. We've had him on the show a couple times. He's a great guest, but we don't have him. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Jane, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jane.
Hello?
You there? Hi, go ahead.
Yes, yes. Hi, I want to talk about Kamala Harris. She thinks everything is funny. What kind of a VP do you think she's going to be?
She's going to be very exasperating. Can you imagine having to listen to that cackle for the next 4 years, Jane?
She's awful. She is just awful. She's not a serious person at all. And as far as Biden, I watched him go up the stairs, I think it was last night, when he was in Georgia. He could just barely make it up the stairs.
I know. And he was basically, I don't know if it was illegal what he said. I don't think it was, but it wasn't it didn't come across well when he said, you vote for those Democrats and you'll be getting your $2,000 check. I mean, it was kind of an attempt to buy votes, wasn't it, Jane?
Yes, it was. It was a very gray area.
I don't understand what he's, I don't understand how he could even steal the election, or the way he didn't steal it. The election was stolen for him because he's not capable of anything. And the thing is, you say, well, who's going to be running the country? Is it going to be the vice president? She's not smart enough to run the country either. Neither of them are. I mean, one of them is. Oh my God. Oh, I'm with you, Jane. I can't take it. Lee, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Lee.
I think Kamala Harris jumped from the stroller and was yelling, freedom, trying to crawl away from her parents. That's what I think.
I don't know. How do you make up a story like that and think you're going to get it? I answer my own question. She's a Democrat. It's like Elizabeth Warren. Can you imagine her? Again, I overuse the phrase, can you imagine? But can you imagine a Republican saying, yeah, I'm part Indian. Oh, Senator, how do you know you're part Indian? Oh, I have high cheekbones. Like all the Indians do. Imagine that? No, I don't think that's going to happen. 844.
My Aunt B has walked by that picture at least 1,000 times, remarked that her father, my papa, had high cheekbones like all of the Indians do.
Like all of the Indians do. Like all of the Indians do. 844-500-4242. That's the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Yes, Howie, how are you?
Good.
Listen, I got a very good friend of mine who wants to come down and see you down in Florida. His name is Charlie Faker. He's looking forward to seeing you down in the sunlight.
I don't know. I think he goes on ski vacations in the winter. He's kind of a beautiful person that way. You know, I think he likes to go out to Park City. That's where his fellow Rhino governor, former governor Mitt Romney, lives. You know, that's where the beautiful people congregate in Utah. I think that's where he was. Wasn't that when the panic started? I believe that's where he was. 844-500-4242. That is the toll free number of the Howie Carr Show. Imagine if Hillary were president and Kamala was the VP, both of them cackling. I don't even want to think about that. That's a terrible thought. I shouldn't have read that text. Mary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi. First of all, she wasn't politically correct because she said Indians instead of Native Americans, but that's not my point. The point is if, can you imagine if Trump and his vice president acted like Biden and Kamala, we wouldn't be allowed to even run for the presidency.
Oh, I know.
If it was reversed.
I know. It's yeah, the whole thing is, imagine if they had Trump on tape talking about how he shook down a foreign government and threatened them with loss of $1 billion in foreign aid if they didn't drop the investigation of the company that employed Don Jr. or Eric, his son, for a no-show $80,000 a month job. Imagine if they had on tape, like the Ukrainian situation I just referenced.
12th, 13th time to Kyiv, and I was supposed to announce that there was another $1 billion loan guarantee. And I had gotten a commitment from Poroshenko and from Yatsenyuk that they would take action against the state prosecutor, and they didn't. So they said they were walking out to press conference, said, I'm not going to, we're not going to give you the $1 billion. They said, you have no authority. You're not the president. The president said. I said, call him. I said, I'm telling you, you're not getting the $1 billion. I said, you're not getting the billion. I'm going to be leaving here. And I think it was, 6 hours? I looked, I said, I'm leaving in 6 hours. If the prosecutor's not fired, you're not getting the money. Well, son of a bitch. Got fired.
And Hunter got his check for $80,000 the next month, just as planned. Imagine if they had that on Trump. Imagine if they had Trump talking about he had set up the most extensive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics. Do you think they would just say, oh?
We're in a situation where we have put together, and you guys did it for our administration, the President Obama's administration before this. We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
Oh, you can't hold that against Joe. Everybody knows he's senile. He didn't know what he's saying. He didn't know what he was saying when he was talking about getting that prosecutor fired. An extortionate act from a racketeering enterprise like the Biden crime family. He didn't know what he was talking about. You can't hold anything Joe says against him. It's like saying 250 million are dead from the COVID-19. 844-500-4242. Byron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Byron.
Hi, Howie. First time caller. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
I've listened to several talk shows, including yours last week, and the concern about the Swalwell representative and the need to take him off of the Intelligence Committee. Well, the real question I feel, or the real subject matter, is the gentleman should be removed from the House of Representatives, not taken off some Intelligence Committee, because what's going on, what he's doing, he shouldn't even be in the House of Representatives. And nobody, it shouldn't matter party, who it is, it's that kind of stuff. She's a known spy, and number one, they're still leaving him on the Intelligence Committee. He shouldn't be in the House of Representatives, if you ask me, period.
I agree, but you know, Byron, he has immunity, and you know what the immunity is. He has a D after his name. So being a Democrat means never having to say you're sorry. It means never having to say not guilty, Your Honor, in a court of law. They can get away with anything. How about Dianne Feinstein? She had a Chinese spy as her driver for 20 years. 20 years. And she was on the Intelligence Committee, too, the senator from California, who now they're saying, you know, is not quite as sharp as she used to be at the age of 87 years young. Thanks for the call, Byron. But you know as well as I do, Eric Swalwell is going nowhere. The good news is he's not going to the Senate either, because they have to give her seat to a Hispanic. Gavin Newsom has already said that. And of course, Willie Brown, who doesn't much like his ex-girlfriend, Kamala Harris, he's very angry about that, because he says that seat belongs to a black woman, or at least somebody who's black, or somebody who says he or she is black. Yes, I'm in sunny Florida, but when Charlotte and Tina visited me for Christmas, we had a cold snap. They couldn't get the heat working at their Airbnb. But guess what? You guessed it. I had the Gen 40 heater. I'm holding it up now here on the air. The Gen 40 heater. It's great. And they plugged it right in, and the apartment became toasty warm, even though it's not a tremendously large heater. You may have thought that buying the Gen 40 heater was a way to save money, and that's a good plan. But if you thought about buying it as an insurance policy also for when your furnace breaks down, it can take days to get a repairman into your house.
Fortunately, Howie, like to be... I didn't yes. have to buy mine, because you're so generous. You lent your daughters your Gen 40 heater. You lent me your Gen 40 heater up here in Massachusetts. And now we've moved our son into his own room. So just like your daughters, if the furnace goes out, if we run out of oil or something, the guy didn't come on time, we know that we have the Gen 40 heater keeping our son warm, and we don't have to worry about it.
That's me. I spread good cheer wherever I go. And Gen 40 heaters. I'm so happy I had the Gen 40 heater on hand, not just for Taylor, but also for my own kids. And you should have one, too. My friends at Eden Pure have a new portable infrared heater that lets you turn down your thermostat but keeps your family warm and comfortable. It's called the Eden Pure Gen 40 Heater. It makes you feel warmer than your furnace, and it also costs less to run, saving you money every month. The Eden Pure Gen 40 will pay for itself in a matter of weeks. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie Carr to get $50 off the sales price. That's EdenPure.com and use code word Howie Carr for an extra $50 off. Eden Pure Gen 40. Never be cold again. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the guru of graft. It's Howie Carr.
Badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Howie Carr is back.
774 says, to Byron's point, the listeners should know that if the average security clearance holder were caught in the situation Swalwell was, this clearance would be revoked immediately, the person would be fired, and they would be in jail with no bail, serious jail time at that. I remember we talked with a guy, he was from Vermont, he was a sailor, and he was on a nuclear submarine, and he just decided to take some pictures to send to back to his family in Vermont. And somehow, I think this was during the Obama years, and somehow the government got a hold of the pictures, and they said he was taking photographs of himself in a high security area on the nuclear submarine. And this guy was actually put in prison, literally in the brig. We talked to him on the air one time because he was, you know, one of our WVMT listeners. We talked to him. I think he got a pardon, but he actually spent some time in jail. And again, he wasn't consorting with a Chinese spy. He was just sending it home to his parents or his girlfriend. Jesse, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jesse.
Hey, how you doing, Howie? A long-time listener. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Thanks for calling.
I've been listening to the talk shows all day, and the one question I've been looking to hear is, what's going to happen if, by chance, we lose the seats in Georgia tomorrow? What's going to be our next step as far as, like, the Trump administration? What's going to happen? What do you think they're going to try and do?
Well, I mean, again, they could do anything. If they control the Senate and the House and the presidency, they can do whatever the hell they please. Look what they did in 2009 when they had control of everything. That's when we got Obamacare. That's when millions of people lost their health insurance policies, where they did, despite what Obama said, they lost their doctor. They lost their bad apple health care plan, as he called it. They didn't get a $2,500 cut. I mean, God only knows what's going to happen. It's very scary. I mean, and it's out of our hands. There's a headline in the New York Post has summed it up today: "War and Peach, what's at stake?" And they're just saying it really is the fate of the country. Maybe not for all time. I don't want to overstate it, but it's going to be very difficult for taxpayers. And for regular normal Americans like most of us. Warnock, the pastor said in a 2016 sermon that America needs to repent for its worship of whiteness. In 2018, that's just 2 years ago, nativism and ethnocentrism, 3 years ago, and bigotry are in high places on both sides of the Atlantic. He was arrested for obstructing an investigation into suspected child abuse at a camp he ran in Maryland in 2002, though the charges were later dropped. Ossoff, or as Biden calls him, Ossorf, claims to be a moderate, but he supports raising the federal minimum wage to $15 an hour and is in favor of statehood for D.C. and Puerto Rico. The 33-year-old CEO of a quote-unquote documentary production company, his main talent seems to be fundraising from out of state. These guys, you know, I think Trump's right. You know, that this Kemp and Raffensperger, they took a solidly Republican state and they were just petrified of Stacey Abrams. And they let her run roughshod over them and rewrite the voter laws unconstitutionally, without any approval or disapproval from the legislature. And now you have this terrible situation that we're in tonight. And they're saying nation braces for long wait. That's a headline. Let me change that. Nation braces for more stolen elections. That's what the nation is bracing for at this moment. I'm Howie Carr.